today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Maseches Trumos, in the first parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are learning Parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, we listed the people who are ineligible to be Mafrish Truma, and among the list of people that are ineligible to be Mafrish Truma are a Cherish and a Katan. So because they are two of the people listed, Mishnah Beis is going to talk about a Cherish, and Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about a Katan, meaning we're now going into some of the details of the Halacha that we are already mentioned. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Cherish HaMedaber Veino Shomea Lo Yitrum. If you have a Cherish that can speak, but he's not able to hear, meaning he's deaf, but he is not mute, he cannot be Mafresh Truma, but Vim Tarim Trumasu Truma, if he is Mafresh Truma, it is valid. And the reason he's not allowed to do it L'Chadchila, the Bar Tanura points out, is because Ditzarech L'Shmiel La'os No Kisha Yevarech, that even though Truma is not a speaking part, Truma is just an action, being Mafresh Truma is an action, but there is a Birchas HaMitzvah before being Mafresh Truma, and therefore, whenever there's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the ideal of a Birchas HaMitzvah is to be Mashmi Alazno, to hear yourself say the bracha. It's an important thing to recognize, because we make Birchas HaMitzvahs all the time, and it's not enough to say a Birchas HaMitzvah the way many people daven Shmon Esrei, which is also not correct by Shmon Esrei, where they're not Mashmi Alazno, but Alpi Kabbalah might be correct by Shmon Esrei, but Alpi Allah, it's not really so correct by Shmon Esrei. But certainly, when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, a person has to be Mashmi Alazno. And therefore, it's considered a bidyevit to be mafresh the truma, because he's not going to be able to be mashmiya la'azno, because he's even though he's able to enunciate the bracha, he won't be able to hear the bracha because he's eino shemeya. Cherish dibro chacham mechol makom, and the Mishnah therefore tells us in general, whenever we refer to a cherish, she'eino lo shemeya v'lo medaber, meaning when we're talking about a cherish that is incapable of being mafresh truma, that is not authorized to be mafresh truma, that's like the cherish that we talk about throughout all of Shas, which always means someone who can neither hear nor speak. That's always what a cherish means. Now the Bartunur points out, lav klalahu, it's not a klal throughout all of Shas. There are exceptions in Shas where cherish does not mean someone who's both deaf and mute. And the Bar Tanura gives two examples. In the beginning of Chagiga, it says cherish medaber, and it's talking about a medaber ve'eino shemeya, someone who can speak and cannot hear. And in Parak Mitzvahs Chalitza, when it talks about Chalitza also, you have those two examples. Tos Yom Tov points out that it's not, those aren't the only two examples. In the second Parak of Maseches Megillah, in Mishnah Dalit, it also talks about a Cherish. And over there also, it's not talking about someone who's both deaf and mute. Tos Yom Tov says, but the Bar Tanura doesn't have to list that one, because V'hasam, the Dafka Medaber, the Habakoria Megillah, Irinan. Over there, we're talking about someone who's reading the Megillah. So obviously, he's a medaber in that case, and therefore it's not necessary for the Bar Tanura to mention that example. That example is abundantly obvious. Now, why is it that it's Eino Shomea? I'm sorry, when we say Eino Shomea Veino Medaber, Bar Tanura points out the natural assumption is Shenolad Cherish Mimeimo, meaning if someone is born deaf, then Mimele is not going to be able to talk either, because he's never heard words enunciated, so he doesn't know how to mimic the enunciation of words, and therefore we assume that someone who is Cherish Shenolad Shomea V'lo Medaber is probably someone who was born deaf. And that raises the following question that Rabbi Kiva Eger brings up. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that the Rambam in the Perush of Mishnayos writes, V'da ki kishenolad Adam ba'adam hacharshus achar sheshama. If a person was born able to hear and then he became a cherish, onishtakteik achar shoyim medaber, or he was born being able to speak and then he lost his ability to speak, the Rambam writes, mutr lo litrum, he's allowed to take truma, even lechadchila, if it only happened later on in life. We're talking about in our Mishnah that it's only a bidyeved that a cherish hamedaber veino shemeya could take truma if he was born that way. So says Rabbi Kiveger, that is very strange. The reason that he shouldn't take truma is because he's not able to make the bracha. Vim kein b'chol gavni. So in all cases, as long as he's incapable of making the bracha and hearing the bracha, so obviously it doesn't matter when that happened to him, at what stage in life. Va'ad Rabba, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Masnisin Marisha Nolodo Hacharshus Acharkach. Our Mishnah must be talking about a case where he went deaf later on. Dimbe Nolad Cherish Memela Eino Medaber, because if he was born a Cherish, of course he's not able to speak. Vafil B'dievet Ein Truma Su Truma. And even B'dievet is Truma would not be a valid Truma. That would be a full-fledged a cheresh if he was born a cheresh, because then it's obvious that he would never be able to speak. So that's Rabbi Kiviger's kasha on the Rambam. What goes on said over here, and what's an interesting topic, is what does he have? What if you have a cheresh that's einu shomeh ve'einu medaber, but he can speak sign language, and we know that he's intelligent and he's able to write and do other things. So do we then assume that he's a lav bardas because he's a cheresh? So pashtos is that a cheresh means someone who was never able to develop intellectually because he had no ability to communicate with the outside world. But if you have someone who is somehow trained to communicate with the outside world, so that's a major discussion in the poskim, but not for a Mishnah Yomi Shir. So Mishnah Gimel now, says the Mishnah, once we discuss Cheresh, now let's talk about a Katan. Katan Shlohevi Shtei Saros. If you have a Katan who does not yet have two hairs, meaning he's not yet a Gadol. This is not only talking about someone who's 13 years old and doesn't have two hairs, it means even someone under that doesn't, is not even Higia L'chal Shonim, he's not even the proper age yet. Now the Tos Yom Tov points out that there is a discussion in the Achronim, is this talking about necessarily a Katan that's Higia L'chinuch at least? Is he at least like 7, 8, 9 years old? Or could it even be talking about a Katan who's like 2 years old? So anyway, Katan Shalahevi Shtei Saros, a Katan who does not yet have two hairs, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Trumas or Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says his Truma is valid, and the Bar Tanur explains, because Rabbi Yehuda simply does not hold of the drasha of es kol ish prat lekatan, that the word ish excludes a katan. So if a katan is never excluded, so he has the capacity to be mafresh truma. Rabbi Yossi, meaning and that what the rest of the food is no longer going to be tevel because the truma counts. Rabbi Yossi omer im atchelo balaonas nedarim ein trumaso truma mish balaonas nedarim trumaso truma. Rabbi Yossi says that it really depends on whether he's reached the age of 12 or if it's a girl the age of 11. It's not just katan and gadol. There is this, and it's not just we know that there's katan shelo higia l'chinuch, katan shehigia l'chinuch, and gadol. But there's another stage in between, and that's called onas nedarim. A year before bar or bas mitzvah, a child develops a certain amount of das, enough das to affect the neder. So Rabbi Yossi holds the das needed to be mafresh shuma is the same amount of das needed to affect the neder. So the Bar Tanur points out over here v'alacha k'Rabbi Yossi that we in fact paskin like the shita of Rabbi Yossi. So to quickly summarize what we learned today, Mishnah Beis taught us that if a cheresh can be medaber but cannot be shomea, l'chadchila he's not allowed to take truma, but the truma does count. He's only not allowed to do it because he's not able to hear his bracha. And generally speaking, when we talk about a cheresh, we're talking about someone who can neither be medaber nor shomea. Mishnah Gimel taught us that a katan who is not yet a gadol, does not yet have shtei saros, Rabbi Yehuda holds he could still be mafresh shuma because there's no drasha to exclude him. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says that the borderline of when he could be mafresh shuma, when he cannot be mafresh shuma, is at the age of onas nedarim, which is 1 year prior to the bar mitzvah. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.